Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Sue Murray.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Well, let's start with you because we want to know how you got involved with this Sheltered Reality band.
Well, first of all, I've seen Sheltered Reality, oh, it was years ago, and just kind of fell in love with the group and the music. But I have a grandson, Tyler Dickey.
Who we're going to be talking to.
Yep, from La Vista, Nebraska, that is a drummer in the group.
Okay. And you've been kind of promoting this, I know, through Kiwanis and other ways you've been promoting. So when's the performance tonight?
Tonight, the community performance is at 6:30 at the middle school auditorium, and it is free admission. And we would invite anyone and everyone to come and watch this wonderful group.
All right. And of course, and we're going to be visiting with Tyler about this, there is another performance here this afternoon, but that's at the middle school. So, hello to you, Tyler.
Hello, Yvonne.
Tyler, this is pretty exciting. You travel kind of in the Midwest with this band.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot. I'm not sure how you find time to do all the things you do, but, you know, that's the way teens do these years. Well, tell us, what is Sheltered Reality? Tell us a bit about the band.
We get together and we practice about every weekend, and we do shows about 5 times a month, maybe. And basically, we do mission work. We're required to do mission work once a month.
Okay.
And
we're going to talk a little bit about your mission work. Tell us about, I guess, in general, you know, when I heard about this, I thought, well, this is some little teen band that just kind of goes around. Wrong. I looked up on the website, and you're in a lot of states.
Yes, a lot.
All the pretty much Midwest, and you've been doing this for quite a while, I believe since 1996. Now, today you have, I don't know, how many performers will you have with you today?
About 7 to 9.
Okay, but sometimes that varies.
Yes.
And I understand today you're going to have mostly high school, junior high, whatever. But what is the age range? This isn't just a high school group. When let's talk about in the, you know, across the states.
Well, in the whole Sheltered Reality group, the age range varies from 8, and our oldest is 88.
Really old.
Yes.
I guess it's kind of whoever can pick up some sticks.
Yeah, whoever has the courage to pick up sticks and can join.
Courage. I like that word, Tyler, because this is a group that has lots more to it than the music. But let's talk, you know, what will people hear tonight when they come to the middle school?
A variety of different music selections. We don't drum to music, music sheets. We just, through our ears, we just coordination.
Okay. It takes lots of practice, I'm sure. And then, because this is a really special group, there will be some other, besides the music, there will be, I believe, your founder is going to be there to talk to people?
Yes.
All right. So he'll tell a little more about it. And I think there's even a chance for people to get involved. You know, you don't just sit there and listen. You kind of get involved. How does that happen?
We have two shows. Our two songs in the middle of the show, and we bring a group of kids up during the show, and they can have the chance to drum to a song.
Get a little lesson,
yep,
maybe?
A little lesson, and then they can drum.
How exciting is that? I'm sure that some kids would never get that opportunity if you didn't give it to them. And I just have to stick this in. This doesn't really apply to your band, but in church on Sunday morning, the kids were doing, I mean, this was a little guy, like, I don't know, 4 or something, and his job was the drums. I couldn't believe the rhythm he had. I mean, he wasn't just pounding on them. He had rhythm. It's in you.
Yes, it is.
So, now, because you are a member of Sheltered Reality, because you do drums, that's not the only music you do. I want to talk about outside of Sheltered Reality, some of the bands you're involved with.
Yes. Like I was talking about, I'm involved in after-school jazz combo, and at church I'm involved in the youth band for our youth Sundays, youth Sunday worships.
So you just keep on drumming. That's it. I can tell music is a really, really important part of your life. Now, we've talked about that it's beyond music, and you talked about that a part of what you do when you join this group is that you go out and do mission work. Tell us some things about what you've done.
At our Omaha site, we were doing Timberlake Outreach Center over in Omaha, and we were helping out sort clothes, we sorted food, and we just helped them out. And we've recently done our church. We've helped out with cleaning up like boutiques, fundraiser type stuff.
Okay. Now, when you say we, do all of the members in your area that practice together, do they do the same kind of mission work, or do they kind of go out on their own sometimes?
We all do the same mission work. We set it up, and we're all doing the same thing.
But that could vary then from group to group what they choose
yes.
to do.
Yes. When we do our summer drummer bash in the summers, they split us all up into groups, and we do different things.
Okay, that's now, you just mentioned something that's interesting. Summer?
Drummer bash?
Yeah, what's that?
It's once a year at the end of July, and all of the drummers in Sheltered Reality, we get together. On Friday, we do a mission work, like I talked about. They split us all up and do different things around the city, wherever we are. And that we do that all day, and then on Saturday we have about a 7 to 8 hour practice, and then on Sunday we do a show for the community.
That's lots of drumming.
Yes.
But I can tell that you love it, and I'm sure the other members do too. You know, as we talk about this, there's so much more meaning to it. And talk a little bit about, you used the words to me before we came on music, how music empowers people. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I said that music empowers people. Something about music just gets us all going. And I know personally when I listen to music, it just, whether I'm sad, happy, it just gets me pumped and I'm excited.
Uh-huh. And different people have different kinds of music they like. But if you don't listen to music, I don't know. You're sort of missing something in your life, I think, if you don't have a little music somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Now, as I went on your website, I thought it was really interesting that you have steps of success. Can you talk about those a bit?
Yeah. So our first one is take a chance. Never give up. Do whatever it takes and believe in yourself. And the last one that we've done for a couple years, it's a newer step. It's be legit.
What does that mean?
Be yourself. Just do whatever you do. Don't let anybody bring you down. Just be legit.
Okay. So saying that leads me to one of the things that I think you're going to, that maybe the founder's going to talk about today, that's in the news all the time, bullying. How does your band relate to kind of, let's get off the bullying thing?
Well, we taught, we're a faith-based organization, and we talk at our shows, we talk about anti-bullying, and it's been the message for however many years. And we're talking about specific people, and just how, like I said, music empowers people and it can help you. And our people in our group, we are helping people that are being bullied.
So even if they didn't become a member of the band, you might be that friend that supports, you might do this again, and that
yes.
might be on an individual basis.
Yes.
I'm sure you have done that, Tyler, that you see somebody out there needs a little support.
Yes. That's actually happened to me multiple times. And it feels really good to help somebody out.
Sure, sure. Now, when you've helped them out, and I'm probably pushing you a little bit on this, but do they come back to you then, and, you know, you kind of become that that support friend that stays there and not just a single instant?
Yeah, they come back and it's kind of like that it just clicks type of thing. It's like they think, oh, this person, like they really care about me when really nobody does.
Very, very important. We've heard that over and over again in some of these really bad situations that nobody cared about me. So they're kind of out there on their own and do lots of bad things. So again, we want to remind people that, of course, at the middle school this afternoon, that all those students will have a chance. But Sue, again, remind us about everybody else.
Okay, the community program this evening at 6:30 at the middle school auditorium. Free admission, and we would love to have everyone attend and watch this amazing group.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you, Sue Mary, and her grandson, Tyler Dickey. And until next time, here's a thought. The purpose of life is to be a growing, contributing human being.